You're listening to the Grow Great Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here. It's episode 5049. Today, let's talk about put in the work, no matter what. Welcome. It is May the 3rd, 2018, Thursday. It is a very stormy spring morning here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. So you're liable to hear some rumblings of thunder in the background, but no worries. So far, so good. The world no longer cares about who you are, where you came from, or whatever has or has not happened to you. I'm thinking about that ZZ Top song, I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide. Well, the good news is we're all bad, and we're not nationwide. We're global. Well, we're global if we want to be global, thanks to mobile technology. The bad news is we can't hide. You can't hide anymore. We just need to put in the work. Today's show is for those who want to be entrepreneurs because you think it's cool. It's for those who love keeping up with the exotic vacations, the fancy cars, the big houses, whatever else jazzes you about people who are living the good life. But it's also a reminder that excuses don't work. It's a reminder that you can't hide, ever. It's a reminder that it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter who says what, who does what. What matters is what you decide to do. And then what you're going to do, what you do. In front of me sits a young man who is in his early 20s. No, not right this very moment, but recently. He's a good student. He didn't work during high school. Didn't have to. Parents gave him whatever he needed. And I tell him that they meant well, but he may be disadvantaged. So he furrows his brow in bewilderment, and I just keep pressing on as I am wont to do. I don't know that you've learned to put in the work yet. And so he bristles, and he begins to extol his academic career. He has studied hard. He has earned good grades, and I get it. Not quite sure. He gets it, not yet, but he will. I'm pretty confident he will. He's got big plans, lots of accomplishments that he is fully expecting will come his way by the time he's 24. And I know that life is going to hit him in the mouth. I know that life is going to knock his teeth down his throat, and I want him to be ready. I want him to be able to give himself the best opportunity for success. This time of year, next year, he'll be facing graduation from college. And he doesn't have any real idea how to do battle in real life. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at him and yeah, I'm thinking he's soft. He only knows what he knows. And it's what he doesn't know that's going to kill him unless I am completely truthful with him. Well, truth is, it still may kill him. And so once he does the usual, you know, lots of people work hard, but they're not successful routine. We've all heard this. And along the way, he points out guys working outside doing menial, low wage, manual labor. And I hit the pause button and wait for him to come up for air. Forget about the people you don't want to emulate. What about the ones that you admire? What about the ones that you would like to become like, I ask. Now, earlier, he whipped out his phone, and he is showing me various Instagram accounts of folks in, you know, just really spectacular places doing really cool things. He just didn't seem to realize that the photos of us doing the work, it's not going to make for any exciting photographic experience. Well, I suppose it would if we're a rock star, if we're a pro athlete, if we're a celebrity. I mean, I follow some people on Instagram and in social media and, you know, behind backstage, you know, you see Joe Walsh and he's got his guitar on. He's fixing to go up on stage and okay. Yeah, that's his work. It's really cool. It's not quite the kind of work the rest of us do, but I would even tell you that that's not really the work. That's the showing off part of the work. What about all those hours that he spent playing, learning his craft when nobody was looking, nobody was listening? You know, for the rest of us, that aren't rock stars and pro athletes and stuff, you know, the pitchers just can't quite capture the magic of hard work. I'm not in uncharted water. This is a discussion I've had many, many times through the years. It happens very frequently. And I know that I'm not alone, but I also know that I'm not going to embrace negativity. I'm not going to embrace pessimism because of it. I'm not going to look at this young man and think, well, you know, you and your generation. No, I don't think any of those things. Because honestly, I'm not trying too hard to convince this young man of something that he's not likely going to instantly believe just because of anything I say. Mostly, I'm challenging him. I'm challenging him to think, to consider. Okay, maybe he'll come around. Maybe he won't. Time will tell. But this young man isn't all that unusual. We see what we see. And we all fail to see what we fail to see. And it doesn't have anything to do with his gender. It doesn't have anything to do with his youth. It doesn't have anything to do with age. This is universal. He sees wealthy people displaying the results of the best times of their wealth. Well, would you Instagram your drug addiction, your kid's drug addiction, your crumbling marriage, your sleepless nights, your worry and anxiety about declining profits or sales? How about your reliance on alcohol? Nah, probably not. Probably not, because we're attracted to look at the top of the iceberg. That's where the beauty's at. Now, we all know that the stuff below the waterline is responsible. This is a very basic lesson, and we've all heard this before, unless we're very young and we just haven't yet. It's a very basic lesson. That tip of the iceberg just represents a very small percentage of what's underneath the water, which is where the real work is at. This is a very basic lesson for this young man and for countless others, and he's failing to understand. The work is mostly private, but not the results. You've had a long-standing, excellent academic career, I observed. Did those good grades just happen? No. I mean, he looks at me like I'm nuts. No, I worked like crazy. Well, tell me what that looks like. And tell me what it's always looked like. I mean, what kind of sacrifices did you make? And so he goes on to tell me a variety of social activities and concerts and hobbies and relaxation and entertainment, all the stuff that took a hit. Not all the time, but a lot of the time, because his grades meant more to him. And I say, man, live, I mean, look at all the fun you gave up just to get good grades. And I point out how your friends, they knew you weren't living it up with them, so they knew you were absent every time they invited you to go out and you didn't. And meanwhile, where are you at? You're in the library, you're back in your dorm room, you're studying, mostly accomplishing that work. Big crowd of people? Big gallery of people? No. Alone, mostly. Grinding it out week after week. Unless it was a group project, study group. Because he made the choice. He made the choice to pursue good grades over a good time. It was his priority so that he could achieve the outcome that he most wanted. Was it worth it? I asked. Well, he doesn't hesitate. Yeah, of course. Of course. Now, I mean, I wish I could go out with my friends all the time, but I can't. And there it is. The choice to work hard. The decision, the effort exerted to accomplish something important. The willingness to sacrifice something desirable so something more significant can be achieved. Now, just here, let me tell you, just tap the brakes on all this hustle talk. It really exhausts me. You know, got to hustle. And there's the implication that forget all your relationships, forget people. I mean, you just don't have time for it. You got a wife, got a husband, no time for it. Boyfriend, girlfriend, don't have time for it. Friends, close friends, family, don't have time for them. It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous. This young man hopes to get into a great graduate program. He's not lazy. He's not delusional. He's crazy smart. He just lacks insight. Uncompromised hard work is necessary. It's not glamorous. It's not often public. It's arduous. It's sacrificial. It's not always fun. But it's worth it. Now, it's not worth it to everybody, which is why everybody doesn't do it. Passion. Passion's been a hot topic for as long as I can remember. Do what you love and the money or the success will follow. Bull. Not necessarily. Here's the deal about passion, and I'm going to define passion as finding that thing that you're good at and that you love. Passion's important because passion will keep you moving forward. It'll keep you doing the work when others won't. Passion's what made Joe Walsh the guitar player that he is. Now, he had the natural talent for it, but he was willing to put in the work to become as good as he is. It's important to keep us moving forward. This young man's willingness to put in the academic work while his friends partied, that made all the difference. Well, because he cared about it. Yeah, sure, he's a good student too. He's got the brain power. He's got whatever else you have to accomplish success in the academic world. And that's important. But talent or ability without the willingness to put in the effort, that's just plain sad. All you need to do is look at your favorite professional sports team, present or past, and I guarantee you will be able to think of an example. Somebody that just had mad dog skills, but they were lazy. And you think, man alive, if they would have just put in a little bit more effort, how spectacular might they have been? So as we wind down this conversation, he asked me about my career. He's especially interested in the beginning of my career because that's kind of where he's going to be here shortly. And I tell him how I entered retailing as a high school kid. And even through college, I worked every free hour I could, including weekends, which is a big time for retailing. And it's also a time when friends tend to want to go out and do fun stuff. And evenings. I tell him how 70-plus hour work weeks were just the norm for me for more years than I care to remember or calculate. But I tell him how many other people were working around me, and they were doing the same thing. But they weren't achieving what I was achieving. I wasn't looking for any admiration from him. I wasn't looking for a gold star on my forehead. I was hoping to demonstrate to him that putting in the work, no matter what, was simply the thing that he could control. I had some natural aptitude for some things. Early on, I knew I had some qualities that translated well into success in retailing and in being an operator. I was a good problem solver, and I knew how to execute, and I was good with people. And so my hard work, including all the long hours, coupled with my drive to achieve more, I wanted more. I wanted more responsibility. I wanted the mantle of leadership. That led to opportunities. I didn't decide what my natural talents were. I just had to become aware of them, and then I had to become more aware of them, and then I had to work to refine them. Hard work, no matter what, was the element, I told him, that I knew I could control. And for as long as I can remember, even as a teenager, I just determined in that very first job, nobody's going to outwork me. I just made the choice. You want to know the secret? I asked him. Through all the years, you'd think I would have encountered somebody who would challenge me, somebody who would beat me when it came to hard work. But I never have. And that's the secret of you making up your mind to put in the work, no matter what. He smirked, and then he smiled, and then he nodded his head. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.